It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Hello. Yes, welcome to the podcast. Mr. Lee, hello. Now, does it feel like Friday today for you? Does it feel like, you know,
it's a bit because today's my last day. I'm not working over Easter because wife and I, first time we've ever had Easter off together. So, yeah.
Oh, that's so lovely.
It is, except for tomorrow. I've got to meet you tomorrow, but yeah, other than that, that's all.
Yeah. Well, it's a public holiday. Of course you're going to be seeing me. That's what seems to be what happens, doesn't it?
What is it? Every public holiday, we always seem to be together.
Every Easter we're together, every Christmas we're together, you know. And you know why? Because we love what we do, Miss Lee. We just love giving our listeners access to movies through our voices.
Correct. Absolutely. That's how exactly what I was thinking.
Well, anyway, but the good thing is if you're looking to go and see a movie over the Easter weekend, the cinemas are open and that's the Odeon 5 and the Forum 6, and Mr. Lee will give you a crash course on opening times over the weekend very soon.
I will later on in the podcast. I'll let you know. But we are definitely, as JT said, we're all cinemas are open over the whole Easter.
How good is that? Well, don't give too much away. There's time for that, right? You do it now, then no one's going to want to listen to that, right? It's got to hold your horses, Mr. Lee. Okay, just hold your horses, right? Don't go too soon.
I'll woo back.
Okay. But do you want to tell everyone what's happening on the show today, though? Because there is lots coming up.
Yeah, there certainly is. We've got two new movies. Well, one that opened yesterday, but we're saying it's new still. We've got the Super Mario Galaxy movie, which I have been told it is awesome. I was talking to some people yesterday and they said it was as good as the first one, which is great. And then we've got a movie called The Drama, which is starring the two big people. I can't even think their names at the moment, Zendaya and Robert Pattinson. And we all know Zendaya just got married and it's all about the movie. So the drama behind the scenes. Plus we've got myself going to the real news on the red carpet, which I'm excited about. And of course, Round the Screens is all happening this podcast.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
Can I say, that was not planned, and I thought I did quite well.
It was very well done. I mean, this was... And we cut back on rehearsal time. We only got 90 seconds this week, so that was very good.
I was like, oh, wow.
This is what happens when you turn up late, as usual. I keep telling you, get there early.
I know. I won't be turning up late ever again. Now, the first movie, and this is not about the drama off the podcast, this is all about a rom-com drama. Did you like that?
There's no drama here. We're too easy going, Mr. Lee, too easy going. Anyway, Yes, you're right. Zendaya, Robert Pattinson. I've got to say, do you think he looks like Mr. Twilight in this? Because I don't.
No, he doesn't look anything like that anymore. He looks totally different. I actually had to take another look just to be sure. I'm like, are you sure that's Robin Patterson? Because it is so different. But it is a dark comedy and it is about a couple who fake that they're happy and it's just before they get married, which then you can see there will be chaos happening, I'm sure. Let's have a listen.
Ready and turn. Nice.
The wedding is this Saturday.
What stories are you going to do?
What do you mean, my speech?
Yeah. Are you going to use the first time we met?
Yes.
Okay, what about the first date?
Yeah, of course. You don't have to do a speech.
So you're saying Charlie is your first love?
Yeah.
First love or your first crush?
Both, I think.
Wait, is that insane?
At 30?
So I want to say this thing about her laugh. You know how it's very cute, but it's also kind of like...
Repulsive even.
So before we got married, we did this thing where we said the worst thing we've ever done.
Okay. I'll tell mine if we all do it. Promise?
What did you do?
This dog.
Beer bottles and porn.
You left in there overnight.
Yeah.
What's the worst thing I've ever done?
Okay, Are you serious?
I'm sorry.
Emma,
what the f-?
Am I sensing some nerves?
Remember, you know each other really well.
You have to stop thinking about it.
Don't just say stop thinking.
So you are thinking about it.
How the fuck's it? I am thinking about it now.
How can you even trust her?
You're being incredibly hypocritical.
I never said he was mentally disabled.
Yes, you did. You said he was slow. You said he was slow.
Emma, true love is complicated.
Sorry. I'm just trying to do your stupid
just
joke thing.
Stop.
It's about acceptance. Radical acceptance.
Why are you acting like you've never done anything bad?
What the fuck was that?
I don't know. Just, that's some drama. It's very funny.
Yeah, well, you heard that. Lots of drama.
Oh, lots of drama. Now, A24 made this movie, and what they have done is there is a central twist, and they've deliberately kept this under wraps. So you need to go see the movie to find out what the twist is. That sounds very good, doesn't it?
Does, yeah, and it looks like it does look like a great movie. As we said, lots of drama, lots of funny moments as well, and two big stars. So it's perfect for the weekend, the Easter weekend, after you've had a bit of a chocolate coma. And now another great movie for the school holidays, because that is underway from the end of today. And the Super Mario Galaxy movie, which we did give you a listen to last week and spoke about, this is going to be a big one, Mr. Lee.
It is. It's going to be really big. Who's your favourite? I didn't ask you this last week. Mario or Luigi?
Oh, jeez, that's a tough one. That's like,
or is it Princess Peach?
That's like trying to pick your favourite kid. look, you know what? I've got to go Mario.
We don't have favourites. We don't have favourite kids.
No, we don't. It's a me Mario. I've got to go Mario. I think he's and he's got the red colour, and Luigi's cool too. Yeah. Luigi.
Yeah, but, Luigi's cool.
Bowser, Princess Peach. Yeah. Great little movie. So should we have a listen to Yoshi. It, Mr. Lee?
Let's
Yoshi,
do it.
Yoshi, yes, that's it.
Hey, big guy. You wanted to see us?
Don't move, I'll be right up. Sipping the soup. Cleaning the paint. And also trim the bonsai bush. Here we go. Hey, Luigi.
What's up, Mario?
Behold, I made a masterpiece for Princess Peach. What do you think?
Love the colors.
It's trash.
How dare you look at my masterpiece and say that?
I'll burn the skin off your bones.
Wow. Sorry about that. That's the old Bowser talking. Still working through my demons, I suppose. Anyway, I need my 8 hours or else I really turn into a monster.
Bowser Jr., and I'm gonna be taking my father now!
Princess Rosalina, you're coming with me!
Yeah, it could be one of the biggest movies of 2026, I reckon, because anyone who grew up, you know, playing Mario, I think this is a movie you just got to see.
Absolutely. Look, we've got Chris Pratt as Mario, Charlie Day as Luigi. Now, we've got a few new voices. We've got Brie Larson as Rosalina. Donald Glover, he actually was petitioning to the directors trying to play Yoshi. He is a massive fan, as well as Brie Larson, of these Mario movies and the people. So they got into the movie, which is good. Glenn Powell also does a voice of Fox McCloud, which I think is just fantastic to have those big names. Of course, Jack Black is Bowser. I didn't recognize his voice. He really put a different voice there, did he?
That's what he does. He's very good at pulling his voice, yeah. So that is Super Mario Galaxy. Also screening this Easter weekend is
Dance for Life, Project Hail Mary, The Magic Faraway Tree, Hoppers, Goat, Reminders of Him, Ready or Not, Here I Come, I Swear, which I did catch up with last weekend. Absolutely brilliant. You need to see it. It is one of those movies everyone should see. Scream 7 and Wuthering Heights. Check your local cinema website or box office for screening times.
Now, you guys are open over the Easter long weekend and every day, as you said, normal hours for across all cinemas?
On Sunday and Friday, so Easter Sunday and Good Friday, we're open from midday-ish. And for Easter Saturday and Easter Monday, we're open from 10 and open right through to late. So make sure you come.
As you heard from Grant, you can hop on the website for more details.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard. Top 5.
Now, after last week's little schmozzle, and there's been a few times Grant's done this, he's not sending anyone to the USA this week. So
no.
I had to do it out of sufferance last week, but I just wanted to, you know, the show must go on, so I didn't hand it back to Grant. But anyway, Mr. Lee, we're going to do top fives, and we're going to Norway. You're going to Norway first up. This is exciting.
Yeah. I like Norway. It's a place I do want to go to. Anyway, let's do the top fives. Number five is Agnes Mottverden. I hope that's how you pronounce it, so I do apologise if it isn't.
Yeah, we don't know much about that one.
No, not at all. Number four is Reminders of Him. Number three is Goat. Hoppers. Number two is Goat. And number one for Norway, Project Hail Mary.
2 weeks. Well, for Norway, could be, I don't know, we didn't do it last week, but I'm guessing it was last week. Anyway, let's do the top five for Oz and see whether Project Hail Mary can be at number one again. I'm sure it's going to be. Number five is Goat. Number four is Magic Faraway Tree, which is our Flickster for tomorrow. Number three is Durandar the Revenge. Number two is Hoppers. And number one for Oz, well, it can only be one thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Project Hail Mary.
No surprises. And, you know, they were predicting this to be a massive hit, and it is. It's everywhere. It is a massive hit. Now,
Brian Gosling.
I want to talk about something. Stop everything. Oh. Last week we ran out of time to do this. So this week I'm making time to do this. A few weeks ago I won the Oscars by one, and JT, unfortunately, he lost. And his thing that he had to do was watch Minions, because last year he made me watch the Tom Cruise movie.
Cocktail, right?
So, it was good fun. Really well. Yep.
It was great fun.
It was. Well, I know how much you love Minions, and so you had to sit and watch the Minions. Which one did you watch?
The first
Minions
one.
Yeah,
the first one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I had a look around. I had to see kind of what I had access to, and that was the one that popped up. And, yeah, and you got to remember, like, I gave up some of my weekend to do this. You know, I had a very busy weekend. I had a lot of things planned, and, you know, I thought, no, I've got to do this. And so I did. And, yeah, I've got to say, I feel a whole lot worse for doing so. So it was painful.
I don't know why you don't love them. I love them. I think they're great.
Love is a very, very strong word, Mr. Lee. anyway, I did run the tape over my... Now, yes, it was a couple of... Well, about 90 minutes, I think it was. But yes, I did run the tape over it. Yeah, so this is my attempt. Well, I shouldn't say my attempt because I did do it at watching The Minions. God help us all.
So it's Saturday afternoon / evening, and I was going to sit down to watch my Parramatta Eels play the Panthers, but no, a bet's a bet, and I did unfortunately lose the Oscars battle this year. Mr. Lee, well done. So Grant has proposed that I watch The Minions. This is going to sting. This is going to hurt. So I'll forego the footy this afternoon to put this movie on. I shouldn't really call it a movie. It's a bit of a train wreck, really. Anyway, so let's fire it up and see how we go. Oh, it's already starting out ridiculous. I do have the popcorn Maltesers, though, so that's a good thing. I don't see what anyone finds good about these yellow creatures. This is just... At least I have another stupid banana noise. I feel like I'm getting dumber by the minute. What are we now? We're about 20 minutes in and this is getting no better. At least there's a bit of action in it. Now they're talking, I don't understand how they talk. Just, now they've got some kind of rocket launcher. Oh, this is whacked. I've got to say, like, the action parts of it actually aren't bad. Yeah, it's getting slightly better. We're about an hour in now. This is about half an hour to go. They just annoy me. I think it's just about over. Oh, thank God for that. Well, there you go. I've done it, Mr. Lee. It was incredibly painful. My ears are bleeding. But I've got to win next year. I can't do this again.
It was good fun. I mean, you know what? It was, yeah. I don't like them. I just don't know why.
And the banana thing is the funniest thing of all.
No, it's not. It's annoying.
It is.
And I can't believe.
I'm very proud of you. Watching it. You did really well. A bet is a bet, and you did it. So well done.
Thank you, Mr. Lee.
You need a round of applause for that. That was good. That was excellent.
But you know what? To think there's another one this year, right? That's just. Oh,
no.
And then we're going to talk about it. For like weeks.
Yes. Oh, yes.
God. As I said, I think I'm going to be sick that time. Yeah. I look forward to it.
Too funny.
All right, let's do some real news.
From the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between, it's Talking Flicks Real News.
Oh, look, there's so much happening in the world of movies. One thing that they're on a safe bet in making money is Ryan Gosling. He is in a position at the moment, he will make money in any movie. He has been offered projects that Leonardo DiCaprio has passed on, and he is a sure bet they're going to win. Because what movies the studios are doing are they're re-looking at movies now in a way of, will it make money? Because they've had a few flops already this year, and yeah. It has cost them a bit of money. So they've got to be sure.
What standout flop have you seen so far this year? Because I remember last year's biggest flop? Well, you reckon it was that McKay movie, right? That was definitely one of the biggest flops, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was. But the other one was Disney Snow White.
Yeah. So there's a couple last year. Some shockers. Yeah. I don't think I've actually got one at the moment I could say as a standout for a shocker thus far.
No, there was one in January, and I can't think what it is now. And it was a huge flop, and it lost a lot of money. I can't think what it is now. But there was one already this year that they didn't get their money back. So Hollywood has been very, very mindful now of everything, which I don't blame them.
No.
So, yeah. Now, Rebel Wilson's The Deb. Now, I can say last week, Wagga and Tamworth did their mystery movie night.
Yes.
And I did say it was The Deb, and it went off really well, which I did talk about last week. But it is actually, the story is, it is actually better than people are expecting. There is some behind-the-scenes things happening with it, but we won't talk about that because we're here to be a positive thing. And I think Rebel Wilson, being producer, director, writer, star of it, it's such a big job for her. So I'm very excited for her. So that's my time in the red carpet, or on the red carpet, I should say, not in.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screen. Here's what's coming up at the 4 of 6 in Odeon 5 Cinemas.
Oh, you just don't get the wrap-up sign, do you?
No, I don't. And I saw that you're doing it, and I just kept talking. Minutes, sorry.
Just wrapping it up. Yeah. I mean, geez, it's very simple. Yeah, that's sorry. It for me on the red carpet. Anyway. Well, look, you
roll
know
it
what?
Up.
You get to go around the screens now, aren't you, Lucky? And we're doing Tamworth, Wagga and Orange. Now, this is the time of the podcast where if you live in one of those places and you're looking for things to do, some great stuff on the calendar that you can make a note of and maybe even book some tickets now.
Certainly. Look, April 29, we've got our ladies' movie night for The Devil Wears Prada 2. I can tell you Tamworth and Wagga have sold out. Which is great news. So Orange have got tickets available. May 10, we've got the National Theatre Live, All My Sons. Now, May 13, Top Gun, the 40th anniversary screening. Can you believe it's 40 years since Top Gun? And you know what? I'm actually going to watch it because I love it on the big screen, so I cannot wait.
See, this is where I get confused because you don't like Tom Cruise.
No,
and this
but
is
I love Top Gun.
Baffles
me. I thought Top Gun. I know. I just bury him in it. And then on May 16, 17, it is the 25th year anniversary of Shrek.
Oh, my God.
2001 it came out. Can you believe that?
I remember going to see that at the movies. That's how
–
and I was only young. That's amazing. I feel so old.
You know what? In Tamworth, I can remember the baby bonus actually was introduced to them. And we were so busy at the Regent Cinema. We had lines way down the street just for Shrek. It was massive. It was so big. So very excited for that. That is one you cannot miss. Also on June 7, the National Theatre Live, The Audience. And June 28, we've got The Playboy of the Western World. And then July 26, National Theatre's Les Liaisons Dangereuses. So that's all happening. And in Orange only, on April 26, 29, Orange Film Festival is Serac, which is all a drama thriller.
That's awesome. There you go. So that's what's on the calendar. But if you're looking for some movies next week, You, Me and Tuscany. Now, this is a rom-com, this one.
Yes.
Yeah, Halle Berry.
It looks really, really good. It is about a lady who has her dreams of becoming a chef, and she goes to Tuscany and then falls in love.
Tuscany's a very romantic place, isn't it? Yeah.
The scenery, you look at the scenery, is incredible. It's like Solo Mio. The scenery in that was incredible. That was Italy as well. So,
can you please take us to Tuscany next week for our top fives? I think you need to.
Okay. I think we do too. Yeah. And, of course, The Deb opens as well next week. Finally, a lot of people will be able to see it. Stars Shane Jacobson, Tara Maurice. Remember her? Do you remember her? From Strictly Ballroom all those years ago?
No,
okay, right, I can move on. And Rebel Wilson starring the musical.
When things backfire, it's never any good, is it?
No, it's never. Yeah, so that's next week.
I don't watch those old movies. I mean, really. It was around when I was born, I suppose. Was Tom
Mercurio.
Paul Mercurio, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Tom Burns? No, Tom.
Was it Todd McKinney?
No. Tom McKinney, that's Todd McKinney, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I need to watch it.
She was she called Sparkles or
yes,
something?
Yes, Miss Sparkles, yeah. So see, why couldn't you have given me that movie to watch? Instead, you gave me The Minions. Seriously.
I should have. Well, you know what? When you lose next year, I'll do that for you.
Hey, I'm not losing next year, Mr. Lee. Don't you worry.
Oh, I thought you were there. Yeah, you took a minute.
I shouldn't have lost this year either. Could have been two in the can. But next year's big bragging rights. Next year is huge.
Oh, it is.
So you get two out of three. That's a long way away, though. In the meantime, we're going to go and we're going to come back again tomorrow to do our Flickster just ahead of Easter. It is the Far Away Tree. Magic Far Away Tree tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it. Cannot wait to do that.
There's a young Flickster tomorrow, isn't there?
Yes.
A young one.
Yes.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
They can tell us all about it. That will be tomorrow. Have a great one. We'll catch you then.
Bye for now.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.